And we're live, dude.
Can you
get
away from me, dude.
We're
you're
trying
too
to
close.
Do a show here, dude.
I don't care. You're too
Ray,
close.
Just shut up.
Your shadow's all touching right. me.
We're live.
Hey, hey, how's it going, guys? Ready for another episode? We got some good stuff going on today.
We got some great
stuff. But anyways, that's another story. But we do have one live studio audience. We should be getting more in a minute. But we're going to start off the show, get it going. We got a lot of stuff. We got some stuff we're going to taste. And we got a new sponsor.
Specifically.
Yeah. You guys better be ready because it's going to be a good one, guys. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's rock and roll. Here we go. The streets in every land. Voices we're spinning on your dial. Different stories, same dreams. Touching hearts, cracking smiles. Keep on clicking, let's connect. It's a podcast sound check from stories old and new.
The voice is loud and clear. From whispering tales to the laughs we hold dear. Every click, every subscribe lights up another life. Podcasters unite.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the True New Podcast. We are live in... Where are we at? Oh, yeah. Via Cortez, the beautiful building in Washington since 19, I don't know what year, but it's somewhere in the early 19. Just like my son says, Dad, you're old, you're born in the 1900s. But
he's not that old.
Shut up, dude. Anyways, guys, we are here today. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in, who's tuning in right now to the TuneIn Podcast on our YouTube streaming live.
That's right, we're live on YouTube now.
Live on YouTube. So, guys, don't forget to comment, follow, subscribe, hit that bell. Anytime a new show comes up, you automatically get prompt real quick, let you know that we are live on here. So, but enough about us. Man, we got to get to the good stuff right
now. Let's get to the guest, bro. Another awesome guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, today in our package, we got IC Crisp in the podcast, man.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. They brought goodies, dude.
Hey guys.
It's going to be so awesome. Oh, my diabetes is just... I feel my diabetes shaking
out. Don't worry, there's a treatment for that.
You forgot it's insulin.
That's it.
But
I don't need it.
But Jesus. Irene and Lupe in the podcast today promoting their Icy Crisp candy. This is called frozen dry?
Freeze-dried candy.
So let's get to know you a little bit better, man. Tell us, from starting the game, your name, full names, and where you're from, and, you know, where you grew up. Go ahead, it's all you.
All right.
Oh, my name is Irene, and I grew up in La Villa. I was actually born in West Lago, so
there you go.
Nice. A little bit of everything.
All right, my name is Lupe, and I live in Donna, but I also grew up in La Villa here in the Valley. Mm-hmm. And so we've been in this little business together for about a year and a half. And so we're really excited to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yeah, the honor is ours having you guys on here, man.
Awesome. I heard that you were pretty popular at Al Fresco.
Yeah, we did have pretty good popularity. We've been invited to every event since we started about a year ago.
Nice.
So that's awesome. We're excited. Mm-hmm. We're very excited, and we're excited with what we're doing and where we're going.
That's awesome, man. So get us to the point. You guys grew up in La Villa, and then did the transition over here to the great city of Donna.
So, yeah. Life, you know, life happens, adulthood happens, yeah. And you know what? We started moving at different cities, and now I live in Donna, and that's where our home-based business is now. So we've been having a lot of fun. We converted my garage at my house into our candy-making factory, which, Mark, you mentioned, hey, there's a candy factory coming next week. So here we are, guys.
Yeah.
And here we are, and we got some goodies to share with you guys.
Oh, yeah,
and we'll talk a little bit more about what we are up to, and we're very excited.
Go ahead.
And not to mention, We got some goodies coming up.
Yeah, so. I know. So those that are here and the podcast with us today are going to get a little bit, probably a little bit more than what they're going to get. Yeah, I know.
They're just sitting over there.
They're just sitting over there looking like, just,
like that's right.
If this was an anime, scared anime guy.
All right, man.
So take us from the beginning. How did this start?
All right, well, I was telling my sister about a month ago. We're like, okay, what are we going to talk about?
Right.
Well, let's start from the beginning. And you know what? My sister would come to my house and she's like, hey, I got some goodies. I'm like, what are they? Well, there's freeze-dried candy. And I'm like, what? And here we are going to town on them. And right. I'm like, how much did you pay for this? She's like, 80-some dollars. And I'm like, 80-some dollars?
Wow.
What are you doing? And I'm like, okay, so these are good. I didn't pay for them. So
they come out of my pocket.
They are awesome. They're addicting. Let's chow down. Right. And then here she comes again the next week, and she's like, hey, I got some more candy. I'm like, okay, here we go again. Let's do this. And then so we did this for about 3 weeks, and I'm like, you know what? These are very popular. I've seen them on TikTok, and I think it's a good idea that maybe this is the business we want to get into, because right. we've been talking about doing something small, something mm-hmm. family oriented. And so we're like, hey, we've been spending this much money.
Right.
Why don't we buy the equipment and start a business? Mm-hmm. So here we are a year later, and we blossomed to a very awesome little company, right. And it's worked out great. We're happy. We're excited with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're trying new things. Mm-hmm. We're doing trying the other things than just Skittles. So a lot of people just know, hey, Skittles are what freeze-dried candy is all about,
right.
But really it's not. So there's like all kinds of other things.
Exactly.
A lot of people haven't really tried what we do is gummy bears and gummy sour worms.
Right.
And so all in the gummy arena. And we're like, okay, so we've mastered that. Mm-hmm. So I think we have a good client base there. We need to cater to other other people.
Well,
and we're like, okay.
You need to hear about your stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. The first thing I think about is candy, birthday parties, you know, celebrations.
Yeah, birthday parties.
Halloween's coming up,
you know, stuff like that. And the first time my brother and I walked by your area, they go, here, have some candy. I go, all right, cool. Go, oh, by the way, we have dog treats on you. You got dog treats?
Yeah.
I'm not eating it right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I saw that, and you got a variety of stuff.
Yeah, so we actually, we moved from, we're still selling candy, but we moved from selling candy to catering to the healthy arena, where people are asking for fruits and sugar and low sugar or natural. Mm-hmm. So we say, hey, fruits is a perfect opportunity here, because, hey, fruits can go in, the freeze-dried fruits can be eaten as a snack, low-calorie snack.
Mm-hmm.
They can be put in any kind of drinks, your favorite drinks. Starbucks does it.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Why can't we do it here locally, right? So let's do this. So we rolled that out. It was a huge success. We cater to the you know, people that love to live that healthy lifestyle.
Sure, right,
I don't know about me, but I live in the valley. I don't know about healthy for me,
Amen.
But
you know what? Day would not hurt anybody.
When did a taco a day hurt anybody?
I'll balance that out with some freeze-dried fruits. There we go.
Taco days keep this way that way.
I'm joking.
So that's been our next success, and you mentioned doggy treats earlier, and that's what we're trying to innovate right now, and we're formally going to roll the doggy treats out. And I think we've perfected our recipe, and so we want to reach out to the community and say, hey, you know what, we take care of ourselves, we treat ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we work out, we do healthy things, we eat healthy fruits,
right?
What about our babies, our fur babies,
right?
So let's do something for them.
Right.
And so the first time we did a soft rollout, and I think you guys, that's the time that you guys stopped by. And so thank you for that.
My dog says, thank you.
Awesome.
You just brought me one.
Yeah, so we actually.
All the other ones disappeared. Sorry.
Hey, you were. I don't know where they are.
He's probably like, oh, this cannot be a one-time thing.
Yeah,
so
right.
Here we are trying to get this rolled out formally and cater to our fur babies that also deserve a little bit more pampering and in the freeze dried business. So that's what we're doing. We're excited. The people that we sold to the first time we rolled it out, more than half of those have already reached out and they're like, hey, when are you going to do more? When are you going to do more? And so it's been a process. You know, we want to roll out a good product out there, so we want to perfect it. And so that's where we are. We're working with the Fur Baby Treats. And we're also thinking of other innovative things. We don't want to just cater to the candy, the fruits or, or the doggy treats. But, you know, a lot of people do ask, hey, do you do sugar-free? And we're like, and we look at each other like, well, let's try that. Let's cater to that. We do a little bit of that right now. We do a lot of it is by custom order, and we enjoy what we do. We do a lot of trials, but we do have a lot of errors. I told you earlier, our fan base, my parents and my sisters are, they're our biggest supporters, right? And not only that, but they're our biggest and our biggest like, hey, that was a big mistake, right? Can I take that home? And I'm like, the charge machine is right there at the door. Why don't you just swipe?
Oh, you how much? Hey, get out the charge machine.
But no, you know what? They've been, like you said, our guinea pigs, and they love what we do, and so we take their opinion and we roll it out to the community. So that's awesome.
I think the process of doing the candies, I mean, as far as the ideas and the flavors, well, the common flavor, strawberry, grape, and you know, you know, everybody's favorite, you know, that, but as far as like combination flavors, I know that the candy you gave me last time, I'm not sure it was a mango mixed with,
it's probably like a chilito mango.
Yes, it was a chilito mango.
Yes, we did that.
And I was like, whoa, this is kind of different. It's not like a regular candy you get in a wrapper. It's just that, it's freeze, frozen.
Yeah, and, freeze dried.
I hate to use the term "melt in your mouth, not in your hand," but it's
that's pretty much it.
That's what it is.
And so, you know what, Mark? You said it was a birthday. You were celebrating your birthday, and happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. And you know what? Baby. Oh my god, 49, dude. I'm like peeking over the hill right now, bro.
He's like,
I'm almost there right now. Like it next year. I'm throwing a big damn party on my 50th birthday. I'm telling you right now. So if you've been a guest in the show, you're going to get invited. I'll tell you right now.
We brought a special treat. I think in one of the podcasts, you mentioned that you love Piccadilly.
Yes.
And I'm so a huge Piccadilly. We got a few flavors of Piccadilly, and we're going to open those samples out. And you know what? And the reason we brought them.
The audience is getting jealous over there right now.
No, everyone just stand back. I'm just gonna lose a finger.
So yeah, as part of being innovative, we think that we hit a good niche, you know, the Valley Piccadilly, you know, they go hand in hand. Why not create a freeze-dried treat, which is what we do, in a treat form that doesn't melt while you're traveling or while you're in your vehicle. We brought those.
No one's touching my back.
We brought those.
I'm taking that home.
Well, you know what?
No.
Make sure you have some in your basket.
Thank you, audience. So you can grab them. Let me walk on over. Excuse me while I walk on over to
you. Well, you know what? I think you're going to have to take that home because.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring it back here. Go ahead and take it.
They're real good, but we did bring some to try right now. So this, what we got right now, is Piccadilly Grape. Piccadilly Grape.
Oh my gosh.
Piccadilly Cherry.
Oh my gosh.
So these are our biggest sellers. Okay. Top seller. This is our product. We developed this, and we're very happy. We're very proud with the recipe.
Oh my God.
We have a lot of comeback guests, especially like all the way from McAllen, the way from Harlingen.
They're requesting
like, okay, like we don't have a storefront, but we are home-based business. We can meet up. We can deliver to you guys. So let's open these up and try these out.
Oh my God!
Here we go.
Who wants to be the first guy? Mark, come on over. cover. Let's get you some samples. So here, try these out.
There you go.
I'll
take some to the guests.
Take some to the guests, and I want to get their opinion. I want to see what they think.
So the one we're starting with is a Piccadilly grape.
The ones you have is a Piccadilly grape. Okay. So they're like a sour pickle base.
Thank you.
And then they have the flavoring and grape. So those are awesome. So these are going to stay here with you guys.
It doesn't look,
oh my goodness.
Tell me what you think.
Oh my God.
Does it look dangerous? Does it smell dangerous?
I'm not afraid. Oh my God.
That pickle flavor is strong.
It's like, oh wow.
Remind you of the raspa? The Piccadilly raspa, right?
I got some of those in there right now.
we got your own stash.
Oh, my God.
You ain't
got to
worry about that.
No,
the pickle
juice hit
you
first.
I got the big birthday balloons. Yeah, the pickle does hit you first, man.
The pickle tastes hit you first, and then it's followed by the grape.
Grape flavor. So I got the cherry flavor here. So nice. We'll open that in a little bit.
Okay.
I want to talk about our other items. We have, if you like Chilito, candy,
who
enchilados.
Does
who does
that?
So you know what?
We live in the RGB. That's true. And so we said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to cater to the RGB where we live? We love Chilito on almost everything.
Right.
So we created what we call the Chilito Unicorn Chips.
Oh,
so these are amazing. You got to come over and try these.
Oh my gosh, man.
You got to come over and try these. Let's open these.
I'm going to be walking up and down the today. I'm getting my work.
You know what?
We got
a little bit of sugar, but you know what? You're going to get your work out.
Guys, walk it off.
All right. Try those out and share with the audience. And
share with everybody.
that's exactly the opinion I thought you were going to say. You might want to keep the bag.
And then why we call them chips.
There you go. Yeah, they're going to stay with me over here.
Yes. Oh, wow. I would confiscate those real quick.
These are really good.
I think they're just awesome.
You got Chilito here.
Yeah. This is really, really good.
Yeah, those are one of our biggest sellers too.
Wow.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, this I've only said this once and I'll say it again.
It starts off kind of sweet.
Yeah.
And then the
Chilito. Mm-hmm. What she was trying to say is that there's a part in his mouth and everybody's invited.
Yeah, everybody's invited.
Everybody who pays attention.
This is really
good.
Spicy party.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So a lot of people do know, the candies from TikTok. And I do want to share one of those. And that's one of the most popular ones is the Jolly Crisps. We call them the Jolly Crisps.
Right.
They're derived from the Jolly Rancher candy.
Ooh.
And so these, I'm going to caution you guys. Whoever opens and gives the first try, I swear to God, you are going to not want to share.
Okay.
So, who wants to be the guy?
Let's do it right there.
So, how about we leave this to the very last?
Right there.
All right. So,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Dude.
No, shut up.
He called it. Let's go. All right. So, we do have a variety of candy.
Wow.
I do have the one I want to talk about is
yes.
the fruit. We sell the mixed fruit.
Yes.
All natural.
So popular.
What's
this is one of our most popular ones.
That, from here, it looks like is that kiwi?
We got kiwi, strawberry,
yes. We got kiwi, strawberry, banana.
Pineapple.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
It's a perfect combination.
Good,
so every time we have these on our markets, we sell out.
Sell
we're like, what are we doing wrong? We think we're not going to sell, and they sell out.
Right.
So you know what? We might as well. It doesn't hurt to overplan because freeze-dried candy, they last for quite a long time. As long as you keep them sealed, they'll last a long time.
Right.
So these are awesome. If you're camping, if you're traveling.
Exactly.
Who doesn't love a snack to travel?
Yeah.
You know what? It keeps you awake and it's healthy.
That's awesome.
A container like this is probably, I'm going to say, maybe about 120 calories in here on the fruit.
That's not bad.
So for the health goers, this is a perfect
snack. Those that go to the gym and want to munch on something after they get out and they're afraid they might get too much carb, that would probably be the best way to go.
That is the best way.
Shout out to the audience out there.
Whoever goes to this so-called gym.
Let's just leave it at that, right?
I've never heard of this place.
You're going to get a right cross without even
knowing. I've never heard of this mythical place.
So here's another popular I want to talk about real quick. And and these are, we call them the Nerdy Crisps. So the Nerdy Crisps, they are made from the Nerds
clusters.
The Nerd clusters, the gummy ones. The gummy ones that stick to your teeth.
Yes.
They taste amazing, but you can only have so limited. If you have braces, you're just not going to enjoy in the freeze-dried form. We sell them just regular or with chilito. With the chilito, again, in the valley, RGV. They sell fast. These are amazing. I want you guys to try these out tell me what you think. My goal is not to do a sugar overload, you know, I do want to kind of show a little bit and show and tell of what we do. And being innovative.
Then
we do the caramel. We do seasonal. Seasonal things.
That's crazy.
These are pumpkin spice caramel. We make these and we had to hide these because we sell them off the shelf like quickly, and so we're like, hey, we need to bring those to the podcast and talk about them because the pumpkin spice, who doesn't like pumpkin spice? Like,
who doesn't?
Pumpkin spice worldwide, in a form of freeze dried.
It looks like a donut hole from here. You're looking at big cereal pops.
And that's the beauty of freeze dried candy and treats is you can use them at any method that you want. You can put these in your coffee and flavor your coffee. You can put these as a snack, flavor your hot chocolate, hot cocoa, pumpkin spice. You can't go wrong at all.
Those are amazing. That's awesome.
A little bit that got us through here, I didn't talk about it in the beginning. We decided we're going to do the freeze-dried candy business. Mm-hmm. And we started the freeze-dried candy business, and we're like, what are we getting ourselves into? We don't know anything about business. We don't know anything about marketing. We know how to post on social media, but what do we do with the legal side of things? And so we're like, you know what? The only way we're going to learn is trial and error. Mm-hmm. So let's do this.
Right.
And if we make a mistake, we just have to be ready to be prepared to face the consequences, exactly. Get it back on our feet, and let's go. Mm-hmm. Right. So we've had a lot of fun, trial and errors, but I think we're getting the right avenue where we need to be, having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Having our parents being our number one
fans.
Number one fans.
Isn't that beautiful when your family right behind you and they support you all the way?
We talked about that on the show before. We're like, it's so important and so great when the family, especially here in the Valley, because, you know, what we grew up with was like, work this job here.
And you'll
be fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't strive to
deviate. Don't move.
Yeah, and it's been the common story between all the small businesses that we've had. When the family's involved, like, it's just takes off and it's so much better.
Yeah. Comments coming here. I got a BB Boy Bro saying this is such a badass product. It is a good product. Also, I put one earlier by Whisper Joe. Whispering Joe says, "What's up, guys? At the movies right now. Be on the lookout for my review for Venom 2. Much love, homie." So he's gonna be prepared to get a review from Whisper Joe, man.
Block him.
We gotta have Whisper Joe on there.
No.
Whisper Joe comes out with good reviews. But
we're talking about candy right now, Whisper Joe. You have any comments about the candy?
Yeah, Joe, you're supposed to be here picking up this candy, taking it to the movies.
We needed them to send us a message. Have you ever gone to the theater and you're like, hey, I want to bring this candy because the candy store is like,
not that you'll do it.
That's just saying these go very well with Coke and soda.
You know what?
That's a good point.
Any kind of drink.
The cherry flavor and the,
You bring that up. I remember at a time, a young age, when my parents would go to the movies and I would go with them when I was the only child. No offense, Quest.
You're still the favorite child. You come to that
all the time. No, I'm not. But we used to go like to the drive-ins. They said, my mom would buy a Coke, the old bottle of Cokes, and she would throw peanuts in there.
Yeah.
And she would, that kind of, what does that taste like? So I find it, it's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And now you're saying that about this product going in, this is a different, more this like is, a, what's called like an evolution to it now. I mean,
and this is another another gen of the snack industry. So this is this is awesome.
And
so,
I would have never thought about that, you know, adding that to a Coke.
Yeah.
No, and you're right. It would be like, because I recently learned that people, for some reason, add pickles to their Coke sometimes. It's like,
they do.
And, you know, you can add anything to Sprite and flavor the Sprite. You can put Jolly Ranchers in there, whatever. You
don't. Right. And that's awesome. The freeze-dried fruit that you were talking about.
And, like, my sister was doing that the other day. She was doing that with a lemonade.
Right.
You put the freeze-dried fruit in there. Oh my God! You, it's a whole other level lemonade. Right. So,
and we got freaks walking into the studio. Any studio audience out there? This is
such a beautiful environment.
We love our audience. That's awesome.
You're not getting candy.
Make sure you help yourself to a little bit of popcorn there. The new Maranana
from Milo's.
Kennel Corn, our new sponsor. You might want to get that bad boy there. Yeah,
yeah, there's one.
Grab them right there, buddy. It's all yours.
Yes,
that's awesome. Then,
yeah, I'm serious. Get it, dude, right there.
You know what? I'm gonna have some of my.
Yeah, it's for you. Get some. By the way, before
the sugar's sticking in.
Big shout out to Milo's, man. This is a new. Say it again.
The new flavor, Maranada.
Maranada.
Yes. There you go. Say it all wrong. Say Maranada. That's what I'm
talking about. Everybody in the podcast got a little bit of it, so everybody's enjoying it.
It's the street corn flavor. Takis and something else.
I can't remember what it is. Guys, if you get a chance, like I said, they are our new sponsor of the podcast.
Yep.
Right there, you want that? There you go, right there. You're gonna see that little code right there. You can QR that code all there. It's really good.
Just go to their Facebook and you can order this. You can order any of their flavors.
Also, I mean, if you have a chance, also look these people up. Also, I see Chris on great stuff. I'm pretty sure they do a delivery, or they can round something up. They can meet you somewhere. They can get you some good stuff. But this is a great product. It's really good. I even mix it with my.
Those are awesome. From our side, we do want to give a big shout out to the folks there at Milo's Kettle Corn because they have an amazing product.
Oh, yeah.
It's growing.
Yeah.
Big shout out from all of us. Congratulations on what you're doing.
They are paving
the way that for us little businesses that are just, you know, looking to get out there and serve the community and be known and help where we can help. That's awesome. That's a good feeling.
Shout out
to them.
Let's go ahead and move on to what you were saying right now. Let's go ahead and go to that.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
So I was saying earlier that we were talking about, okay, we just have to jump feet forward and see where we land. And we're like, okay, now how are we going to market our product? We know nothing about designing a flyer or anything like that.
Right.
So we get to research. You know, you can learn a lot of things from YouTube. And so we came up and we posted it on our Facebook page. But we came up with a catalog that displays all of our candies, all of our varieties.
Nice. Okay.
And so that just created another option for people to see and see what we got to offer and what we can do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that gave us a really good fuzzy feeling and said, hey, you know, I think we're going in the right avenue. We got invited again to Alfresco's month after month. And so that gave us another more confidence. Hey, we're doing something right. We're not breaking the law. People love us.
You don't have to say it like, we're not breaking the law.
We're not
doing
anything. We're just bringing sweetness to the mouth.
Exactly. So we're like, we're just doing, we think that we're doing the right thing here. So, we're on the right track. So when people come over, repeat customers come on over and they go directly to what they like. Piccadilly's are the top ones. So they're like, you know, we love you guys. We know where we're going. We know what we want.
Right.
That gives us a big good feeling in our hearts and it makes all the work that we do worthwhile because it does take a lot of work to come up with, you know, ideas and designs and everything that we put together for the community to enjoy.
Right.
And so it's been an awesome journey. We're a year old. We turned a year old.
That's not bad, man. Being a year old and how much stuff you've made.
You've come quite a long way.
Yeah,
if, you're kidding, man.
If you ask us, most freeze-dried companies just hold about, I'm going to say, 10 to 15 products. And at one time, we're like, what are we doing? We have like 36 different products that
we
offer.
You're making progress.
And we're like, okay.
Diversifying is part of it.
So we're diversifying and being innovative and offering new products.
So that's
where we're going. We love what we do. We love what we have to offer. And it's been great. It's been a great journey. And we were talking about, okay, where do we want to go with this? Do we want to grow? Do we want to get big?
Right.
And we decided, no, we don't really want to be a big company that's, you know, nationally known or known worldwide. But the biggest perks of what we're doing is keeping it small, keeping it it keeps our family together, my mom and dad, spending quality time, making memories, my sisters. We're all in this together.
That's awesome, man.
It's just the greatest feeling that we have. We're not out there to get super big. We love serving the community. Don't get me wrong. Especially here in the Rio Grande Valley. We see a lot of videos, TikTok. We see social media, all about of the candy that is done out there. Right. And, you know, when we tell people, hey, we are local. And, you know, you get that good feeling when they do one of those like stand backs.
This
is awesome. Something in the valley for the valley.
Yeah, I really meant that as far as being a candy store, man.
Yeah.
You say candy store, kids light up. We were talking about
candy.
Some older kids, too.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
And Mark, you mentioned on the last podcast, you said, hey, Candy Factory coming over next week.
Yeah.
And we're like, me and my sister are like, is he looking out the window? Like, because my house really portrays a candy factory we got some mad scientists coming up with these awesome candy and awesome treats.
So.
I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Let the dogs out on the front and surveillance the premises because we don't know where Mark is.
I told you to keep those tranquilizers.
delicious
dog treats. Yes, sir. So, we're doing a lot of awesome things, and we're not done with coming up with ideas, innovation for the valley, for where we live, and that's one of the things that we want to continue creating. I am not the best at social media posting, but you know, when I come up with an idea, I'll say, hey, you know what? We got the doggy treats. How are we going to demo? How are we going to show it out there? How are we going to roll it out? And so we come up with all these crazy ideas. Are we going to use our dogs as our props or our dogs as our guinea pig? And then, so we decided.
As soon as he wakes up,
he'll wake up in a minute.
He's napping right now.
It's his nap time right now. Give him some water, though. what I was saying is, you know what? Our dogs are not going to be our best props or our best supporters because they love our treats and they're not going to let us show what we have and they're going to take it away from us. So you know what? Yeah. Scrap that. Right. Let's just use a cartoon or something like that. So it's been fun. We've been exploring a lot of things left and right. And so I think we're in the right avenue. We're having a lot of laughs, a lot of mistakes, but a lot more memories and a lot more fun that we're doing. So, we love that.
If I could just mention, like from the other guests that we've had, you know, small businesses, I will say that if you serve the valley will take care of you. Milo was telling us that he's getting orders from valley people that are like living in different states.
And
he's shipping out to them. So it's like, I can only imagine like, his kettle corn reaching other places and then finding out, and they're like, I'm going to go online, I'm going to order some, because that's what you mentioned that's happening.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So I could easily see that happening for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and if you're watching the podcast, guys, it's kind of hard to look at the comments that are coming up on my screen. Little did I know I was sitting next to Indiana Jones slash Dotson from Jurassic Park. But, you know, who cares, you know? He wanted to come dress up. But
are we filming him?
First of all, sorry. We're going way off topic here. I'm sorry. The sugar's kicking in. But yeah, what Chu was saying is true, man. Because everything that we've seen, what Milo has done on his product, pushing like crazy.
Well,
yeah.
And now, I remember Iris too from Miss Bitty Weedies.
Yes, that's another
one. She like her michelada mix just like blew up too.
It's hard because I mean, it's more like on demand at the moment.
Yes.
I mean, I know she tried pushing her stuff out to different convenience stores, and she was doing it, but the demand was super high.
The demand was just so high.
And it's just the one person doing it.
It makes it tough.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing, like, we both have jobs, full-time jobs.
Right.
And so we do this as what we, generally as a side hustle.
Right.
And it takes a lot of energy. I can only compliment everybody that partakes in the markets out there,
right,
that take the time and the effort, mm-hmm, and the dedication to be part of the market and the community and the part of the events that are out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it does take. So props, big props from all of us here at Icy Chris.
Big
for
shout out to
all of those
little business owners, man.
Yeah, for all little business owners.
Up there, dude, you gotta do that.
Yes. Especially when they say, hey, shop local. I mean, it is true.
Yeah,
like, support each other.
You should.
So it just makes it that much more worthwhile of the time, the energy, the sleepless nights. So it's awesome. We love what we do.
That's good. All power to you, man.
That's
the way you run a business. And you know, when you're selling your product and you see people that are liking, they keep returning back to buy your products.
Yes,
that's what it's all about.
Yes, and
so,
that's the best feeling that we have.
Yeah.
I know that we've been customers of Milo's every time we go out to markets.
Mm-hmm.
Milo's kettle corn is the first top. I don't know if you guys have stopped at several other taco stands, but man, the food that they have out there is so good. But that's, you know what? They pour their hearts into it.
I just got out of the gym.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go in Fresco.
I'm going to go to Fresco.
Why not? Get myself a bag of popcorn and maybe some tacos on the way.
Some tacos and a soda.
Yeah,
here we go.
Shop maybe with an onion blossom. Why not?
Don't forget the ice cream.
Where do we get ice cream? But no.
Yes,
before we go any further, I got to give a shout out to our sponsors. We got to pay the bills up in this place.
That's right.
It's about that time. So give me 1 second. We'll be right back with you. A big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Guys, if you're looking for a licensed plumber in the area, give Juan and Jerry a call. Call Juan 956-854-9622. Or you can give me 1 second. There you go. Or you can give Jerry a call, 956-478-5316. They only do residential plumbing, guys, not commercial, not so much. But they are licensed. They've been getting quite a few calls. They've been really busy. If they don't answer the first time, leave a message. They will get back to you ASAP. Just remember, guys, your crap is their bread and butter. Big shout out to Lalito up in Press Start Gaming, guys. I got to make a big announcement here for Lalito, man. Unfortunately, his store will be closing tomorrow. If you're watching live, tomorrow is his last day. So if you want to get a chance to get as many games as you want at a quick, good price, head out to 521 South Klausner Boulevard.
Yeah.
Unit B, Edinburgh, Texas, 78539. Phone number 956-215-6254. Let them know Chewinu sent you.
October 25th will be his last day.
The last day. Go buy as much stuff as he needs. Doesn't mean he's out. He's going to be back. It's just I think he's having building problems.
Yeah.
So he's going to get out for a while and find another location. Hell, he might even get closer to Westaco. We don't know. But that'd
be
awesome, too.
That would
be
awesome.
Get closer to this way. Give us a place to go hang out and play some video games for a while.
No kidding.
Give us
a chance to bother someone else.
Exactly. Big shout out to him. Also, big shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery.
Oh, doing the Lord's work.
Located at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westco, Texas, 956-998-2541. Talk to Beatty. If you never had infused liquored ice cream,
no.
bro, you're not living.
What are you waiting Nico for?
I mean, I did the mistake the first day they opened. I went and bought myself a bourbon milkshake, and they actually put bourbon in it. And I was driving home drinking my shake, and I didn't know I was breaking the law. Drinking and driving by accident.
But hit by the first stoplight.
No shit. By the first stoplight, I was like, hey, what's going on here? But great product, man. They also have non-buzzed ice cream. Want to take the kids out there. I know they're having a big thing. I'm not sure if it's next week or this week. This Friday or next Friday. I'm not sure. Oh, no, it has to be this Friday, tomorrow. I think they're having something going on with the Ghostbusters of the RGV.
That's right.
They're going to be out there doing some stuff. So you might want to keep tabs on that ASAP to find out exactly what's going on. But give them a call. Let them know. Chewing News set you. Big shout also to Anotis Constructions. Area code 956-363-7195. Do you want great craftsmanship for residential or commercial, give these guys a call. Great guys. They're constantly busy. They're back in the valley. They finished up all the work up northwest and east Texas. They're finally back in the RGV working on some homes. Give them a call to give you an estimate more or less to see what they cost and what you're looking at. Remember, these guys are great, and let them know Chewing News sent you. And last but not least, the Rabbit Hole, located in Palmview, Texas, north of La Homo Road. Guys, the Rabbit Hole gives you liquor, smoke, tattoo products.
Products, yep.
And, of course, Chew's favorite thing, adult novelties. he already has a credit that's been overdrawn, I think, by $1,000 already.
Worth it.
But he just keeps on ordering that something about some party he's going to be throwing, because he's buying a lot of baby oil. But anyways, guys.
It was on sale. I got one laugh.
Someone knows what I was talking about. The other guys are pretty pissed off.
Oh, please. They're pretending like they don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, give Rabbit Hole a call. Let them know. Shut up. Oh, my God, guys. Thank you to all our sponsors, man. This is so fucking hilarious. I love it when the audience actually interacts.
I pretty much hate it.
When they interact with you and say shit to you, it's so awesome. Can I get a hey out there? There you go. Man. Yeah. That's a good one. Thank you. That was totally freaking worth it. But anyways, going back to your product here, like I said beforehand, you know, being the individual business person trying to run your company by one person sometimes is work. As far as like networking, I've seen what you guys put up there. I've seen what you guys posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
And just what we're talking to is the Casas de Reyes last week. How they were talking about they have their daughter doing most of the networking for them. There's nothing better than having somebody in the family home, someone that's actually related or family, to help you do that. You know, you're more trustworthy towards them.
Yeah.
Knowing, like myself, it's hard for me to let go of the reins for something, doing like something like this. I need to take care of it myself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes you got to give a little bit of wiggle room to people to help you out.
Yeah. Even though, like, if we had a younger person in here, they could probably say all this stuff in, like, 2 minutes.
No kidding, right?
But that's one of the reasons I rely on my sister, because I'm like, okay, I'm she's my little sister. So I won't say how old I am.
Touching me. But
the younger community, they're more techie savvier. Yeah, and yeah. So I'm like, you handle the marketing. You handle the, because it'll take me probably a week before I can say, hey, we got this for sale, and it's like, it'll take her, 10 minutes to post something. And I'm like, you handle that.
Simple, it's just a picture, and there, we're up for sale. This is what you
need. Yeah,
you give it to a younger generation, you're like, juice it up. Like, what the hell just happened?
Where did you come up with that?
I saw that.
How'd you get the graphics on that? So,
She's
familiar.
For being a year old in what we do, and you know, all the work, not just on what the candy and the treats that we do, there's a lot of background that it takes, and so I rely on her to do a lot of the social media, the marketing, the work behind the scenes, because you know you got to have a salesman in your group to be able to get your name out there, and so the younger crowd.
You got the hustle. You got to have the hustle out there. You got to push the market.
That's right. That's right. So we're a really good blend of expertise, I'll say.
Awesome.
And so it's been working out. We're a year old, and we love what we do.
Been fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah,
a lot of fun.
I'm pretty sure you guys tease each other every time you're making candy or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We talked about, hey, let's talk about all the fun things, but, you know, there's not always all the fun things. And I'm like, I don't know.
No, there is not.
Stop it right now.
Like, I don't know that we want to bore everybody with, you know, that we've had our disagreements. Irene, and
take the mic and tell us all spill, girl.
No. But no. We won't go into the realities of similar things that have occurred. So, no, but like I was saying, you know, there's some trials and tribulations, agreements and disagreements, mm-hmm. and the beauty of it is that we agree to, hey, at the end of the day, we have a business to run, and how we express ourselves to the public is mm-hmm. is it has to be a positive one, and mm-hmm. and they don't need to know, like you said earlier, they don't need to know all the behind the scenes.
Right.
And so,
but we want to know.
Or do we need to know?
How far can my elbow reach?
On the camera, we see everything, buddy. Yeah.
No, we've had our challenges, but yeah. No. We, like I said, we are in Donna. We do deliver into the local, both sides from Donna. The upper valley and the lower valley.
Okay.
Am I confused? Where am I going?
Yeah,
where am I
at? So,
we deliver anywhere here in the valley. Just they just need to contact us on, mm-hmm. on Facebook is where we do a lot of our dialogue through, mm-hmm. and or we have our phone number out there as well.
Do you have specific days that you deliver, or are you just available?
Well, yeah, we are available. On send us a message, and we'll make an agreement, an arrangement of where we want to meet at, and it's convenient for everybody, and it makes sense. And so, yeah, it works out.
Usually, how long will, if someone has like a special order, how long would that usually take?
I'll say about a couple of days.
Depending on what they're wanting to order.
Depends, because what we haven't really talked about is, how long does it take to make, you know, mm-hmm. candy like this, or fruits like this? So mm-hmm. every candy has its own timing in the machine. There's the big machine, looks like a refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And so it takes time to remove the moisture out of there. Right. Some of them take from 4 hours, some six, some 12, 24. I've had product in there up to 36 hours. And,
oh, wow.
And you know what? It takes its time. So it's worth it.
Okay.
Is there any time in the future maybe you'll be opening up your own shop, or are you guys going to be maybe delivering products to maybe certain mom and pop shops, like little convenience stores?
Yeah,
have you even been approached?
We have been entertaining that idea lately. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we are a year old, so we're trying to make sure that we have all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted, mm-hmm. but that there's nothing that we won't entertain and talk about those, but those are options on the table. So that works out.
That's a big push when you move to go to like little mom and pop shop. I'm not saying go, but if you want to go big, you go big, you want to test the waters out, the little convenience shops and mom and pops, you know, throw your product in there, see how it runs.
Well, an online store, it's going to take
another
commitment.
Yeah, that's another question. Yeah. I mean, as far as, you know, by people going on your Facebook or your TikTok or
your
as far as Instagram, can they reach out to you through there to get the product?
They can reach out through to us through there. Right now we are only doing local deliveries, but we are entertaining because of the legalities of it, mm-hmm. As far as shipping or having a storefront. Right. So I don't believe that we are there yet, whether it's economically or financially or you know, having a set, you know, brick and mortar store.
Exactly.
I don't know that we're there yet.
Okay.
We aspire to be.
Right.
We aspire to be.
I've seen this past Fresco, I know you guys were over in Mission, if I'm mistaken, right?
Yes.
I'm keeping an eye on you guys.
So I'm beginning to wonder if you were really.
That's why Quincy's on the podcast. Like, he's tracking everybody we send out to.
They're making the candy right now. Boom.
I'm beginning to wonder if it really, truly is when you said candy factory that you were really looking inside the candy factory.
I just grew here last night.
there a tree limping?
Why is there a steel leg on the side of it? No question. Yeah. Patched eye. What the hell's going on with it?
Yeah,
pay no attention to that.
So we were in Mission last week.
Yeah, it was last week. Yeah.
And we did a couple of them in missions, but we want to get our names out there this way. Right. We're exploring Harlingen. We want to explore all the way to Brownsville.
Right.
We want to get our name out there. We want people to see. We want people to see, you know, what we're all about what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And one of the other parts that we haven't talked about is the competition.
Yes.
We know there is competition.
Yeah.
We know other businesses.
Who are they? What are they?
We know other businesses. Right now,
who you want gone? Yeah. Right.
I can make it happen. No, I can't. Really.
No. Can you access a steel leg? No.
Check. You didn't see anything.
It's not mine.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, joke. So...
wow.
You know, we know there's other families and there's other people that, you know, they aspire to do similar things that we do. And some of them have been doing them for longer.
Right.
And we treat them as friends. They have, some of them have paved the way for us to be able to do these things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, others look to us, you know, even though we're about a year old, they look to us and ask questions on what we do.
Right.
And, you know, we don't keep very much of our ideas or secretive. If we're gonna share how we do this, we're gonna share how we do it. We're not gonna keep it secret. If there's somebody that needs help just as much as we received the help when we needed the help when we were launching, we love to help others. We know that we're in it for business, and we're in it for an effort of something that we love to do. So. Those that are out there that do the same thing, you know, also reach out to us. We'd love to hear from them, and sure, as much as we love to.
We've said that before. There's plenty of room in the valley, you know, for all of these businesses. Mm-hmm. And you only, you know, succeed upward by helping people.
Right. Yes. Yes. Know, and you know, we're fellow Valley members, so you know, why not help each other?
Help
you know,
each
we
other.
Can't cut each other's throat because you know, at that we both lose.
Right. So, exactly.
You know, why don't we just look together and look up together and win together? So,
right.
So exactly. That's kind of been of our ideal. People come to our stands and they talk about. And inquire about how we do this, and we almost spill everything. We spill the beans. This is how we do it.
This is the secret recipe. I was like
the Bruce Lee story. They're showing the kung fu. That's why we showing it.
Yeah.
A big table over. So you're new to the business, huh?
Yeah. So it's been great. I'm pretty sure that, you know, all the folks that do the markets, doesn't matter if you're doing jewelry, you're doing tacos, or you're doing the popcorn.
Right.
We've all had our challenges, and we start somewhere and we look for somebody to guide us and look for guidance, you know, provide guidance for that. And I think that's what has made Alfresco super successful is people look to each other to see, hey, what are you doing and how can I aspire to do what you do my way? So it's like, this is what we do is our way.
Right.
And we're very proud of what we do.
Yeah. You should be. It's a very delicious candy. It's a great idea.
Especially the fruit, man. I mean, the fruit itself.
Yes, you have to try the fruits before we go.
But we're not sharing with the audience.
One of the things, there's a couple of things I do want you guys to try.
Don't say my name out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
It's our heart. Chilito, our Chilito Nerdy Crisps that we have. Number one seller. Everybody asks us, I can't keep them.
We
need to open these and let's try them out.
So if you like
them. We have the cherry. All right,
can you open up this real quick? I'll walk over there.
Okay.
Thank you.
No!
We have one.
Here. So here, I opened it here for you, but give those a try.
Yeah.
Man, those are awesome.
And the fruit.
The fruits, fruit, the best.
Yeah, you gotta have these.
That's why Dave plays. Keep talking to you. Don't get here, buddy.
No! I want that!
So these,
thank you. That's a good one.
These roots are completely dry, and so they do reconstitute if you put them in lemonade.
Oh my god!
You put them in. You put these fruits in lemonade, any of your refresher
lemonade,
drinks.
Cheese,
what are
mixed
you using
drinks, lemonade.
Oh, yeah, we talked about mixed drinks.
Mixed drinks.
Those are awesome.
You can do, like, yogurt, cereal.
They taste like cereal.
Yeah. Well, check these out. My favorite are the pineapples, but strawberry. I want you to tell me what your favorites are.
Share with people. No,
I don't know that you're gonna want to share, but yeah, they're awesome.
By the way, I didn't agree to any of this. By the way, sharing with the audience and all that.
What is that?
Chilito Nerdy Chris.
Chilito Nerdy Chris. Those are my top sellers right there.
These are the fruit. What are these? Check these out right here.
The got kiwi.
Yeah.
Check it out. They got the strawberry.
Yeah, and on the fruits, we sell them individually.
Oh, man.
Individual fruits or a mix of them.
It's literally a piece of strawberry right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No added preservatives or additives.
All natural.
It's all natural.
Wow.
You know, when you were telling me about this, I immediately thought to myself, you could easily throw this in like a mixed drink.
Yes.
And it would be just amazing.
Yeah, the best part is it keeps the flavor, it keeps the nutrients, it keeps its form. I mean,
I'm gonna let you have
it's
that.
Awesome.
You
those are so good.
Oh my god! We got the audience.
You know what?
You know what? All the audience, dude. Jesus Christ! That was never a good idea. The banana still has a little bit of a green taste to it.
Does it?
Yeah. The fresh banana.
The kiwi is kind of a shocker, man. Because you get into it, you're like. Whoa.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a kiwi.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't had kiwi before, it's a very strong flavor.
Yeah.
Very, very healthy flavor, too. Very healthy.
Yeah.
But
that's awesome. So. Audience is having a great time. Guys, if you want to be part of the live audience, reach out to us. We'll gladly let you know what time. And we can only have so many in here. But
This will be the last time
we do it.
This is not it.
When you're sharing a tree, no audience.
Not today. So these are
another one that I sell a lot. The kids love these. Are made with the Jolly Ranchers, and we call them Jolly Crisps.
Oh,
amazing, amazing. So you can't go wrong with those. We've gotten people that ask, "Hey, what are your favorites?"
What are your favorite ones to make? You make a batch, you're like, okay, this batch is mine.
Well, I have a couple of them. I have these.
The jelly.
I've been eyeing them all day, but these are for you guys.
Okay.
I have the unicorn chip that we talked about earlier.
Right.
With chilito or without chilito.
Right.
So we cater for the kids as well. And my other favorites are the chilito. They call them chilito Skittles,
but
chilito rainbow. Like my older sister markets it and tells the guys out at the markets, it's like, hey, these go a great combination for your beer. People drinking
That's
beer.
That's why I said leave them right there.
So you know who my customers are when they
win.
But you know what? They do sell really good chilito in the RGB.
Yeah,
top seller as well. So we love
some micheladas.
You can't go wrong with that. That is perfect.
That was real good.
So
has anybody come up to you as far as the micheladas? Have anybody like combination? If they come up, hey man, you want to collaborate on something? Maybe with your candy, with myself, mix it and
see what we come up with.
Yeah, you see, that's the question that's right now. I mean, because just big shout out to Milo because just throw it out there, Milo.
I'm just saying because. I was making some money.
We haven't been getting big enough.
In case you couldn't understand it.
Good shit, man.
Well, I'm going to have to take you over with me on the marketing approach so that we can talk to Milo.
Our special guest here is going to end up going with Icy Chris.
Yeah.
In the next market as a guinea pig or when they're making the candy.
It's not like the empanada king over here.
It's okay. I'm good.
Give it a Mikey.
But to answer your question, I think that is something that we would love to entertain. We haven't had anybody approach us.
Right.
but we'd love to entertain something like that, because I think like a combination of fused flavors or fused products together, especially developed here in the RGB, like I think that would just
like a party
take off. Yeah, a party.
I'm gonna throw this out to Michelle, who's watching from one who runs the Fresh Girls. Just an idea. Pick out three people or three vendors that are out there. First of all, Milo for sure. Milo for sure. Icy Crisp and somebody else. And make a bag and call it the Fresco Mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
the Fresco Party Mix.
So that in the very beginning when they walk in, so they get a taste of the Fresco while they're walking through Fresco. That's something that probably might work for you guys. Yeah, coming up with ideas. And then I need EpiPen for everybody.
That's right.
Another big thing, I know our brothers behind us go have their shows on Wednesday. I know the month, well, it's almost over. I'm not sure if it's going to continue, but you might want to get a talk to Mr. Rocky from The Crisp.
Yeah.
Have yourself some candies out there, because they show movies on Wednesday nights.
Oh, I think I heard about that. Yeah,
you know, going out there and promoting that.
Like,
also,
why not? It's a partnership. Yeah. The perfect partnership right there. So, we'd love to do that.
You know,
we'd love to do that.
Else, so. But yeah, those are just ideas, you know. I love to toss ideas out there. People,
oh, yeah.
Big shout out to B-Boy Bros here. They gave me that idea also. B-Boy, one of our studio audience, part of the B-Boy Bros, saying, I did. I'm just saying.
I swear to God, I'm going to put that on camera. So the audience can see where this idea is coming from.
Get my good side.
We have what we call behind the scenes. Behind the scenes over here on this side.
But you know, it's stuff like that that not only innovates a lot of the little guys in the businesses, but when you do something like that, it blossoms. And like, oh well, the Parker was awesome. Who made it? Oh, the candy was awesome. Who did that? Or the next items, and who made this? And we did venture out to find out more different stuff, you know, or let alone buy the ingredients so they can make it themselves.
Yeah,
you know, so everybody's getting a share.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to go buy the bag.
I was just waiting for the blend.
But that's true. We invite anybody to come and talk to us about those things.
Yeah.
And,
well, they're welcome.
I think we have an awesome product, an awesome display of things that we think would be a great partnership with other vendors, other small companies.
It's got a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not
necessary to be written in stone. It's just something just to try out. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, well, you know, at least
we
tried.
We tried.
Yeah. One time thing.
There's a phrase that says.
Yeah.
There's a phrase that says.
One night stand. Y'all made a baby. Okay. Audience, shut up.
Can we name it something not romantic? It's not romantic.
But no, let's go. We're already running about an hour into the podcast. I'll tell you. It flies by.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's
it
great.
Just goes right through.
Overdose on a bunch of candy.
Yeah, it's a sugar rush. But yeah, all your social media is where they can reach out to you and get all the information we need. Go ahead, guys. All you.
Yeah, so you can reach out to us on Facebook under Icy Crisp Freeze Dried Treats. We have
TikTok.
Same thing. Icy Crisp. Instagram. And follow us and send us a message if you guys have got any questions, suggestions,
ideas.
So
can we order your cool shirts?
I know.
Can
we get cool shirts like that too? This is not part of the staff.
Exactly.
And have a legitimate reason to be here.
Hey, how about a trade off? Because I grew up with B104.
Oh,
and
I'm on the line on that one. I'm sorry, buddy.
That's on first stop. You want
it? Deal or no deal? No deal.
You know what? Keep it short. No, man. First of all, I want to say thank you for coming out. Having a little fun with us while bringing all these great treats to us, man. This is awesome. Nothing but the best for you guys. Continue what you're doing. As far as your candy shop is going, people are going to say, well, they have a candy shop in town. Look for it. Look for it. Go get it. No, but I mean, just guys, if you ever have any upcoming events, let us know.
Absolutely.
Send it to us. We'll post it on our Facebook page, Instagram.
If we can.
Sure we,
talk about a couple of them that we have in November. Yeah, we have the Salute to Veterans Parade in FAR on November 9th. We have...
On the 17th, we have Sanrio.
We have the Sanrio, which is the Hello Kitty family. We're going to be in Mission. That one's going to be an indoor. Our first indoor experience is going to be over there. Mm-hmm. So... and then we're hoping to get into Alfresco again and show the community what new items we have. Yeah. We continuously roll out new items. So come on over, stop by our stand, say hi, pick up a product, pick up a sample. We love to give samples out and get people to know what we have, you know, taste. Try before you buy type of thing.
And dog lovers, don't forget. Cat lovers,
We will be rolling out the doggy treats coming up.
There you go.
They will be labeled right on.
Yeah.
This is made in a separate factory.
Caution, separate factory.
No, caution. No cross-contamination.
One thing, if I may take advantage, is the doggy treats that we have are going to be our human grade. A human can eat them. They are edible. By a human or consumed by a human. Very, very simple ingredients. And so come on over, bring your pets, bring your doggies, and we'd love to give them a treat.
Wow. Excellent.
You should have brought some. I had a pit right here. It
would
be perfect. Yeah, but
I will buy you that.
He will. He's been vaccinated. No, like I said, thank you so much for coming out. I appreciate
thank you
guys. And like I said, think about success for your company. And we will see you the next time you come. Any new stuff you come up with, let us know. We'll gladly, you know, try to help you promote it through our Facebook page.
Awesome.
Or through our,
if you just want to give us free stuff.
Awesome.
We're not opposed to that.
Wow, you're really going on the end there, aren't you, buddy? Thank you once again for coming out. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
But, Wish towards your guys' business, man.
But thank you so much. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, man.
Great.
Thank you to the audience.
Yeah, all right, man. Another great podcast, guys. A little bit of a sugar rush today. The audience got a little bit spoiled. Just a little bit. We said a lot more to invade over there. Yeah.
Just sign us off quick. It's not good.
That's what the leg falls off, ladies and gentlemen.
Legs come on.
Great episode, man.
Great episode, yeah.
Next week, guys, you get a chance.
Halloween.
We have a Halloween special on Tuesday, 7:30 here at our beautiful little studio. We will have the RGB Ghostbusters in the house. So if you are watching and you part of the RGB, want to come by and take pictures of the vehicles, because the vehicles will be here on Tuesday. They will have the proton packs and all that good stuff. They'll have some other stuff here.
They'll be on the second level?
They'll be on the second level, but this podcast will be on the third level.
Okay.
But afterwards, they want to meet outside, take pictures. I'm pretty sure they'll gladly do that for you guys. They'll set up the Slimer thing that they did for the
night.
Audience can come in that day also. Like I said, there's not that many. It'll be hand-picked, selected. Like I said, we can't really fill up the studio that much. But until we get the actual studio that our partners in the back said they're going to give us a 30 by 30 foot studio where we're going to be able to set up a lot more people. But that's in the cards later on. He's probably looking at me right now through the camera like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But
this is not going to go well.
It's not going well at all. Chip, what do you think, Chip?
An amazing show, dude. Another amazing Valley business. Starting to bloom, dude. It's amazing. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. It's delicious. This is yours. Those are mine.
We have a whole container here, boy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. The container is mine. Oh, wait, hold on.
You can have the container.
He has his own container.
I have my own container.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah. Happy birthday to me, you.
Celebrating one, 2 days early. You know what? I appreciate this gift for you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. A little bit of happy birthday.
There we go.
Now you're probably never going to get into that, right?
Happy birthday, like, hey, when I get home. He's like, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you again so much for tuning into the podcast. Our new home, YouTube Central here, live every Tuesday and Thursday with Bible. Big shout out to the audience. Thank you so much. Any last words, Chip?
Jump! Sugar's kicking it.
Oh, shit.
I'm coming out.
Let's get it. Peace out.